Log Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
Trillion dollars.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
You tonight, coming to you live right here at the Trillion Dollar Flow. This across the nation. I want to thank Brother Jerry that's on the air, and our other people come on and see how we are getting out. I want to say to you tonight, I want to talk about the birth of a new and we're dealing with the $1 trillion flow. And that means that the money that you need should be there for you. Our ancestors and we have made America rich. We have made cotton king, tobacco king, our ancestors, Ashe. Tonight, I'm going to talk about birth of a new nation, birth of a new people. When I talk about birth of a new people, I'm talking about a mindset of people helping their sisters and brothers and moving jealous and hate out of the vibration. So on this Friday night, I want to talk about the chicken flow. And I want to talk about the chicken flow from money being houses, more money, and I'm talking about debt-free. Some of you looking funny at me when I said debt-free. And the power and a woman of God, whatever you need tonight, God will give it to you. You ask, because you ask not. And I'm talking tonight to see how I was told that sometimes my voice go up and go down, and I'm a record. Bitch, we can't hear you. And I want to let you know, tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. What do that mean? That means all the silver, all the blood for it, ain't nothing too hard for God. You want a new home. You want a new wardrobe. It's nothing too hard for God tonight. Whatever you want, whatever in, God to you, Mary Hawkins. But you have to know what you want. I have people tell me one thing, they do something different. Now tonight, I'm talking about the trillion flow. And I'm talking about a nation. The birth of a new nation mean a birth of a new man, a new woman. And if some of you get so angry, you can't do nothing because you want what somebody else got. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. And some of you can't do nothing because you thought of you want what somebody else got. It ain't for you. This is the trillion flow.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion. People of Maryland, low. Atlanta, Georgia, the $1 billion. Over enough. Enough for everybody. for us to be brilliant. People of color. People in the fellowship. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for without. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago. The birthplace of Malcolm X. The birthplace of Martin Luther King. DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion flow. The slave train. I'm talking about
all laws
done by Robinson, the slave train, the
big... I want to say this tonight, that some of you listening, we got people coming in from all other countries. They getting new shoes, they getting clothes, they sleeping in the police station. And we got people called Dr. Dennis. And our government have not did nothing to stop the flow of these buses coming in Chicago, New York, when they can tell. And right now, in the police station, that ain't right. They're not supposed to be in no police station. And some of them is on dope. Some of them is sick. Some of them got cancer. Some of them got all kind of diseases. And they diseases coming out. Coming to Woodbine and all the suburbs, these people are sick and they haven't seen a doctor or dentist. So we're in a serious situation. And the money, when I talk about the $1 trillion flow, that for those, they didn't give them no place to stay. Our ancestors slept in the bond. And they said we were no citizens. They bringing people from everywhere else and issues and different buildings. Just what's going on now is wrong. And I want to tell you tonight, God finna change some things. I want you all as well. Psalms 50, Psalm 81, Psalms 39. There will be another hurricane back to back. They don't know where to come in the water. Already took me some part of Florida, all down now. Because the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. Some of you, and I was talking to you go to church and you raise more hell at church than you do as a drunk in the street. Because you don't want to stop homemonger. You want to stop gambling. They started building casinos. You started gambling. You're using children. It's so much evil that's going on. Fret not thyself, evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. Don't get cut down because you had evil thoughts on your mind. Don't get cut down because you don't want to pray. Don't give prayer. Those people coming in on them buses, people are sick. They sick mentally and their body is sick. They got all kinds of on. I'm over on hostess. They said, we don't want him here. And we don't want him in our building. They didn't go in it. You got to stand up for what's right. You got to stand up for your civil rights, your human rights. Your ancestor came here in handcuffs. nobody put them up nowhere. In food and killed and hung. These people throw a free meal ticket and you let them do it. It's time for you to raise some hell that enough is enough. Somebody got to say, you don't need to bring no more people in. If no people are already here and you can't get a job, they steal and then some of them were on dope. They had to give them shots. So we bringing scum to America. You know, one thing Trump he's going to bring no more. He did right. Now, I don't care what he done did. He said, don't bring them over here. And he's dead right. But the other people saying, bring them on. Where are they going to sleep at? They're supposed to sleep in the police. And then they've been fighting the police. They've been stealing all of that. But I'm going to leave that alone. We're talking about the wages of sin is death. And I want to tell you tonight, as I get ready, Jerry, to talk about the things I'm up and down, where I can know what's going on. I want to share this with you tonight. I said back to back, and I want to let you know tonight that it's changes going on. And some of you don't want to change. And you get mad when people tell you to change. You get mad and you get your money, you spend it at the casino. Then you throw other people into it. How many millions of dollars that the state done paid? How many millions of dollars? The trillions of dollars sent to Ukraine. Those countries, it's coming countries, they're going to stick together. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. So it's got to be a birth, let me say it again, of a new nation. They got to have the birth of the mindset. The mindset tonight got to change because you're greedy for what ain't yours, and you don't want to work. Half of them don't want to work. You see what I'm saying? So what's going on, and the police, it is you walking down the street, somebody pull a pistol and stick you up, but the police don't see nothing. Here's people get shot and stand beside the police, shoot somebody, and the police of a nation coming forward. And what we're coming forward is going to open up a door. $1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Minnesota, Illinois. These are the black belt of Detroit. This is black folks. That's why we come work the steel mill over in work in the plants in Detroit, the car place in Detroit. And you tell me that you letting people come in and the people already here can't give them a little. Haven't seen a doctor or a dentist. That ain't right. And the ministers ain't saying nothing. The politicians ain't saying nothing. The mayor just opened up the door and said, come on in. And from what people have worked for, they ain't been working, getting no taxes. They ain't paying no Social Security. You paying the Social Security, and the state is paying it out to them. In Bentonville, they closed the hotel. Don't want these people in. Right on hostess. They said, well, we don't want these people because what are they going to be at in the daytime? They're going to be outside. Stop. stop and have a business. Black folks, they just stuck them in there. Black folks should have been raising all kind of hell. They can't come here. How come they didn't turn the bus around and send the bus back to Texas? They stuck the bus. Send the bus back to Texas. Send it back where it come from. Or we going to take care of. How can you take care of people you can't take care of people to fault? And their children can get food, can't see a doctor or dentist right now. You go over there, you can't even see a doctor or dentist. Here's somebody come in another cross the water and right at all. But here's what I'm saying. At all.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory tonight is mine. I told him,
Satan,
get me behind.
And you got the inheritance of what your ancestors. Ain't nobody they brought to America in chains but the black man. The black man was brought here in chains. And they work early in the morning, late at night, and say, you ain't a human. But here's people coming over on buses. We came, we didn't come on no bus. Our ancestors walked and slipped and died on the way. First, you got to help yourself. I wish, and you know, blacks got to wake up to, you can't get it. This is my ancestors. You can't have it. I don't care what they want to send you back. They didn't send us back. When they got through with the blacks, you know what they did? They hung them. Burned them. How many have been hung? How many folks been hung? Them folks here fighting and going on. Ain't nothing going on. So the trillion flow is what God got for you. The trillion flow.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. they're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. I'll change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
To wake up, we don't go on to sleep on dope, alcohol, on a brand new car, a home. We go on to sleep with each other.
With my car.
And that's what happened.
You know, that was a legacy car. That's the reason why. That they don't have records.
Yeah.
I finally found out back when I went to Bohemian. It had two cars. It had regular car, then it had legacy car. The legacy car took it to a completely different level.
Prior to March 6, 1957, there existed this country was a colony of the British Empire. This country in that vast continent known as Africa. I'm sure you know a great deal about Africa, that continent with some 200 million people. Extends across a great deal of territory. There are many familiar names associated with Africa that you would probably remember, and there are some countries in Africa that many people never realize. Egypt in Africa. Egypt and Ethiopia with Tunisia and Algeria and Morocco and Libya. And then you might move to South Africa and you think of that extensive territory known as South Africa. That African city of Johannesburg that we read so much about these days. Then that is Central Africa with places like Rhodesia and the Belgian Congo. Then that is East Africa with places like and other very powerful countries right there. And then you move over to West Africa.
Yes, Mama.
West Africa, then Nigeria.
I can hear you. Yeah, I'm okay.
This section of Africa that we find the Gold Coast, there in West Africa. You also know that for years and for centuries, Africa has been one of the world in the dark continent, in the continent that has suffered all of the pain and the affliction that could be mustered up by other nations. Which has experienced all of the lowest standards that we can think about and brought into being by the exploitation inflicted upon it by other nations. Was a part of this extensive continent known as Africa. It's a little country in West Africa, about 91,000 miles in area, with a population of 5 million, a little more than 4.5 million. It stands there with its capital city at Cross. For years, the Gold Coast was exploited and dominated and trampled. That came down in 1944, the Portuguese, and they started to treat people in the Gold Coast. They started dealing with them with their gold, and in turn, they gave them guns and ammunition, gunpowder, and that type of thing.
Paraphrase the words of Shakespeare's Othello.
said that we will never go. 19,000 attacks gone on the 12th of September. History didn't know at that time what that young man had in his mind. Mother and father, illiterate, not a part of the powerful tribe of Then he finished out with honors and decided to work his way to America. He landed to America one day with about $50 in his pocket in terms of pounds. He went down He started studying then. He started reading the great insights of the philosophers. He started reading the great insights of the ages. And he finished that and took his theological degree there and preached a while around took up a master's there in philosophy and theology. All the years that he stood in America, he was poor, he had to work hard. He says in his autobiography, during the summer, how he worked as a waiter trying to struggle through school.
The original recording is briefly interrupted at this point.
I want to go back home. I want to go back to where I was an age man. Had some work to be done there. Got a ship and went to London and stopped for a while by London School of Economy and picked up another degree there. Then while in London he came from colonialism. As he said, he always realized colonialism was made for domination and for exploitation. It was made to keep a certain group down and exploit that group. He said, coming to the point that this little nation was moving toward its independence. He continued with resistance, but the British Empire saw that it could no longer rule the gold throne. They agreed that on the 6th of March, this nation would no longer be a colony of the British Empire. This nation would be a sovereign nation within the British Commonwealth. And all of this was because of the persistence on the part of Prime Minister Kwame Nkrumah and the other leaders who worked along with him in the matter, so that they finally came. We had with the bread we fed, had been preparing for this day for many years, and now it's this year. People coming in from all over the world. They started getting in by the 2nd of March. We greet you. We give you our moral support. We hope for you, God's guidance, as you move now to the realm of independence from America itself. The Prime Minister, yes. Oh, it was a beautiful experience to see some of the leading persons on the scene of civil rights America on hand to say greetings to you. As the look across. To my right is Adam Powell, and to my left is Charles Diggs. To my right again is Ralph Bunch. To the other side is Her Majesty's Express, the Minister of Jamaica Manning, Ambassador Jones of Liberia, all of just going over to say we want to greet you, and we want you to know that you have our moral support as you grow. Then you look out and see the Vice President of the United States. You see civil rights over the years coming on behalf of us to say we bid you Godspeed. This was a great day. Not only for in the room, but of the coast. Now, 1926, December the 5th, many events leading to it. That night, we walked into the closing of Parliament. The closing of the old Parliament was designated colonialism and imperialism. Now that Parliament is closed. That was a great sight and a great picture and a great scene. We sat people, thousands and thousands of people waiting outside, just about 500 in there. We were fortunate enough to be sitting there at that moment as just for the at that hour. All of his ministers with the justices of the Supreme Court, the whole court, with all of the people of the convention, people part of the League there's something old now passing away. The thing that impressed me was that I was walking and in prison with him. He was coming from a prison camp and the courts that they had lived with all of the months that they had been in prison. Cromer stood up and made his closing speech to Parliament with a little cap that he wore in prison for several months. And the boy in prison for several months. that's passing away, then it's 12 o'clock that night, we walk down. As we walk down, we notice all over the whole ground. We walked out of the door and looked at that beautiful building. We looked up to the top of it. There was a little flag of the Gold Coast, the British flag, you see. At 12 o'clock that night, we saw a little flag coming down. And another flag went up. The old June Union flag. A nation being born, and when Prime Minister Nkrumah stood up and voiced the people out in the polo ground and said, we are no longer a British colony. We are the free I stood up and outside it. Before I knew it, I started weeping. I was crying for joy. I knew about all of the struggles and all of the things. After Nkrumah had made that final speech, it was about 12:30. We walked away. We could hear little children, 6 years old, and old people, 80 and 90 years old, walking across the street. Instead of the citizens, as we said, many of them don't speak English too well, but they had their accents, and it could ring out freedom. They were crying it in a sense that they had never heard it before. And they were experiencing that in their very soul. And everywhere we turn, we could hear it ringing out from the housetop. We could hear it from every corner, every nook of the city. This was the birth of a new nation. This was the breaking of liberation from Egypt. When in the morning, the official opening of Parliament was held, there again we were able to get on the line. Prime Minister of the Gold Coast was no superior. All of the power that MacMillan of England had, all of the power the neighbor of India has, now a free nation. Now the the Duchess of Kent, who represented the Queen of
wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta
change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. I'll change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
Yeah.